Pope Leo XIV has appointed the next head of the influential Archdiocese of New York. He is Bishop Ronald Hicks, who currently leads a diocese near Chicago. Joining us to talk about who Hicks is and what this appointment might tell us about Leo's agenda is NPR religion correspondent Jason DeRose. Hi there.
Hello.
Jason, let's start, if we can, by talking about who Hicks replaces, and that is Cardinal Timothy Dolan.
Right. Well, Cardinal Dolan has headed the New York Archdiocese since 2009, and earlier this year, he turned 75, and that's when bishops have to submit a letter of resignation. Usually, it takes some time after that resignation to be accepted and a successor to be appointed, and that's where we are today. Now, Dolan's been an outspoken and popular conservative leader in New York, and he's appeared on Fox News. He's seen as an ally of Donald Trump. In fact, he offered a prayer at the 2020 Republican National Convention and participated in both of Trump's inaugurations. And during his time in New York, he's overseen large clergy sex abuse claim settlements, as well as the closing of a lot of Catholic parishes and schools due to low attendance.
Let's turn now, if we can, to the incoming Archbishop Ronald Hicks. What can you tell us about him?
Well, Hicks is 58 years old, and he was born in Harvey, Illinois. He went to college in Chicago and seminary just outside Chicago. He served at a couple of parishes there, then worked at a seminary where he oversaw formation of candidates for the priesthood. So far, a fairly typical person moving up the ranks within the church. But then, in 2005, an interesting detour. He moved to El Salvador to lead a Catholic organization that cares for orphaned and abandoned children in Central America. Then Hicks returned to Chicago and eventually worked in administration in the Archdiocese. And then 5 years ago, he became the Bishop of Joliet, Illinois, just outside Chicago.
What are some of the issues that Hicks faces in New York?
Well, similar issues the whole church is facing everywhere. Decline in attendance, decline in school enrollment, and how to respond to political realities like the Trump administration's immigration agenda, which affects a lot of Catholics. Juana, more than 4 in 10 U.S. Catholics are immigrants or the children of immigrants. Here's Bishop Hicks speaking this morning at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York.
These are complex and challenging days, especially as we face issues of life, faith, justice, peace, and healing.
Juana, he even highlighted that salient issue of clergy sex abuse during his comments.
We can never rest in our efforts to prevent abuse, to protect children, and to care for survivors.
Jason, I wonder, as someone who covers religion, what do you think that this appointment suggests about the direction that Pope Leo is taking the church?
Well, the first thing that strikes me is that Hicks has a remarkably similar biography to that of Pope Leo himself. He's from the Chicago area, although Hicks is a Cubs fan, whereas Leo is a White Sox fan. They both served in parishes and worked at seminaries, and they both served in Latin America. Hicks' style seems less blunt and boisterous than his predecessor, Cardinal Dolan. Joliet, Illinois isn't the kind of place I think that a big personality might be helpful, but my sense is that Hicks will speak out when he feels he needs to, and he'll get attention doing that in New York, which is far, far bigger than Joliet. And one thing I'll be looking for, Juana, is how he talks about the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. After all, he worked in El Salvador, and that's a country ravaged by violence that drove a lot of people to flee to the U.S. So Hicks probably understands the reasons for immigration, both legal and otherwise, better than a lot of people do.
NPR religion correspondent Jason DeRose, thanks.
You're welcome.